This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am reminding myself how to define not only the what, but both the what and the why in my endeavors. I consider myself to be a positive person, so I like to do positive things. I like to be associated with positive and noble endeavors. But sometimes I have to ask myself, okay, so I know what you want to do, but why do you want to do it, right? So, I use a quick example here. We talk about pastor. Sometimes a pastor may want a mega church, you know. Does he want that church so that he can live off of the people in that church, or is he going after 10,000 souls? So that's what I mean by taking that next step. Now, you know, what I have found, and I'm guilty of this, which is why I've got my work to do just like everybody else, is that in an instance where I feel as though you don't think I can do it, you don't see me as equal to the task, now I want to do something that's positive, but part of my energy is being used to prove, to shut your mouth, to show you better than I can tell you. And what I have found is that that will put a stain on my endeavor, on my work. I'll share this real quickly. Talking to a dear friend of mine over the weekend, and he was talking about gentleman had asked for his daughter's hand in marriage, and gentleman's there. This young man is professing his love for his daughter to him, and he said something very interesting. He said, you know, I hear how much you love my daughter. Now tell me how much you value her. That was profound. It hit me in the gut because when we are on that course of I can show you better than I can tell you, there is a devaluing component somewhere in there. I was comforted, though, because I'm always led to Scripture. And today, this is what I read, Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So what I'm focusing on today is I want to do something positive and noble, and now the reason that I'm doing it, the why I'm doing it, has nothing to do with me shutting anybody's mouth, showing them better than I can tell them. If anything, it is to glorify God and to bring a real smile to his face. If you are in this area and struggle here, I invite you not only to stand on, but to be comforted by the scripture Hebrews 12:1. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.